Ramsey TV.
Good morning, everyone. Naturally, I have been asked to comment on the peace agreement that has been in the news, brokered between Trump, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Jared Kushner, of course, critical in negotiations in the last 3 years to finally bring peace in the Middle East between Israel and the Palestinians. For those of you who hate the political topic, relax, calm down. I think my ratio is like one in every 100 shows. Although, as things go along, I'll be making some brief comments. I have a lot on the Revelation series, 800 shows. So, that's still there. Go to the Revelation series. Go to my homepage, scroll down to the bottom. Go to the Revelation series. At the top, you'll see complete archives. That's where you can see a list of all 800 shows. A lot of information there. If you start today, you might be able to finish by, you know, the middle of the tribulation. It's all about money. It's always about money. I know that the latest is that the Palestinians have rejected the plan, but don't worry, that's just a face-saving thing because they reject every plan. That's what they do. They reject plans. But that's okay because this plan includes them getting about $50 billion, creating 1 million new jobs in the area. And Trump has sweetened the pot that no one else has because he understands it's all about the money, baby. That's what this stupid Eon is about. It's all about money. Do I think this agreement is the agreement of prophecy that will be broken by the man of lawlessness in the middle of the last 7 year period? Yes, I do, because of the elapsed years from Adam, the timing, the jubilees from Christ, the sign, yes, everything. People disagree with me. You know, of course they do. They're allowed to disagree with me. They're certainly allowed to, but I can't help with it. They're wrong. I mean, they're perfectly able. Oh, somebody was very upset, and they said, Dan Sheridan, they said, I shouldn't say this. I really should not say this. Dan Sheridan, you know, a former fellow worker with me. Then he went off the rails majorly when he started to doubt the sovereignty of God. I mean, he loved the sovereignty of God. He taught the sovereignty of God. In fact, this is all public knowledge, so I'm not disclosing anything private. I was at a conference with him the last time I remember him being scripturally normal was a conference in Birmingham, Alabama. Don't remember what year that was. Might have been 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5, maybe 6, who knows. And he had this giant chart of the ages of humanity, all the kingdoms, right? And he had somebody help him hold the chart because the chart was about the length of a half a football field. And they stretched out this chart. It was all a history of history. It shows the times of humanity, all the kingdoms, you know, paralleling where they belong in relation to each other. And Sheridan said all these details, these incredible details of all these kingdoms, not only the political movements, the rising and falling of all these kingdoms, but what all the people ate for breakfast. God was in control of all of it. Dan Sheridan gave this talk. It was beautiful. All I know is 4 months later, thereabouts, he was teaching that God was not in control of evil things. Evil things came from somewhere else, and that God did not know the future. And this is called open theism. And I'm like, what the hell? Then I found out my friend Ted McDivitt, who I used to teach with back in the day in the 90s, he believed it too. And the salesman of this BS teaching was Rick Farwell. It's called open theism, that the future is open. God doesn't know what's going to happen next. He's finding things out right along with his creatures. All this is based on a taking of the figure speech of anthropomorphia, otherwise known as condescension, where God comes across as a human. These men are looking at these figures of speech, and they're saying that God is actually like that. I mean, it's really a terrible mistake, and it leads to stupid teachings, such as God doesn't know the future. 1 John 5:20 says God knows everything. But anyway, they don't think that anymore. So my point is that, and then Dan Sheridan said that, well, we no longer have a celestial expectation. Nope. So he threw that out. He no longer believed in the snatching away all of a sudden. What the heck's happened to this guy? No longer believed in the snatching away, and then he no longer believed in, really, the distinction between Paul's gospel. I'm like, oh my God, something got to Sheridan. I still love the guy. I've talked to him. We don't talk about theology. So this brother wrote me and said, I'm nervous. Dan Sheridan has come out with a teaching that says there's no way you can count the 6,000 years from Adam. There's too many gaps. And this guy was really concerned. What do you think, Martin? I was, you know what I told him? I said, yes, I was so happy to hear it, because if Dan Sheridan, at this point in his theological career, if Sheridan doesn't think that anyone can account for the years from Adam, then we definitely can account for the years from Adam, because my friend, who I love, has been off. So he's off on this too. So I'm not saying at this point it's a rule of thumb that if Sheridan teaches it, it's wrong. I won't go that far, but pretty good indication at this point, I would say, based on the track record in the last 4 years. And I got one more thing to tell you about that in regard to Dan Sheridan. He quit believing in the snatching away for the craziest reason I've ever heard, but I swear to God, I am not making this up. In fact, I'm going to link you to a newsletter I wrote. I'm going to explain that in a second. But Sheridan said that the snatching away won't happen. God wouldn't do that because God would never separate parents from their children. I read that, I'm like, what? God separates parents from their children every day. What happened with Kobe Bryant recently? Although Sheridan would say, well, God didn't do that. That was Satan. God had nothing to do with evil anymore. That, according to Dan, that's his new theory. But we know that God and Christ, they hold the keys of death. They hold the keys of death. Nothing happens apart from God, because all is of God, 2 Corinthians 5:18. Dan doesn't believe that anymore either. That's what I'm saying. It's a pretty fair rule of thumb. But the reason, that's why I was excited to hear that Dan said you can't know the years from Adam. I was like, yes, that means you can. So he doesn't think that God will separate parents from children. And the reason is because some of the children are extremely cute, especially the girls, young girls with pigtails and little socks and dresses. This is why the snatching away is false. This is why 1 Thessalonians 4:13 and 17 is false. It won't happen, because God will not separate parents from children, especially when the children are little girls and they're extremely cute with pigtails. I quote pigtails. I mean, you think I'm making this up? I swear to God, I am not. I'll put my hand on the Concordant Literal New Testament. In fact, I will link you to an article I wrote. I named it after Dan Sheridan. I called it the Pigtail Principle. The Pigtail Principle is doctrine based on emotional considerations, doctrine based on soulish considerations, doctrine based on a very Hallmark lovey-dovey ridiculousness. So I will link you to that article. I'm sure you will be entertained. I was. So with a billion, five or ten, what, $50 billion on the table, the Palestinians will be all cool for a while, and then they'll be like, yeah. But it's a rare opportunity. It's a golden opportunity, literally gold, and they'll take it. How many times have I told you that? How many times have I predicted? I'm not a prophet. I'm not inspired by God in the prophetic sense. No, I'm not. But how many times have I told you that gasoline here in the United States will go down to $1 a gallon? And this is pathetic, absolutely pathetic. But I'm telling you, and you know this, this is how the world works. Many people will turn to Trump when gasoline goes down to $1 a gallon. Just like the Palestinians will accept the peace treaty when they get tons of money. It's like we're all principled, you know, until $50 billion is dangled in front of our face. Then our principles go out the window. Yeah, we'll take it. So it's the same here. You know, people hate Trump because they're supposed to, because the TV tells them to. They have no idea why they hate Trump. Because they've been lied to by a pack of propagandists. However, don't panic. Don't panic. I predict because we are now the number one oil exporter. We are energy independent for the first time in a long time. We're no longer reliant on Middle East oil. We can dig our own shit out of the ground. This is fantastic. You know, the wildlife will find its way. Forget about it. I'm not too concerned. Many species have survived over the years. Many species have gone extinct, you know. But we are extracting our own oil with careful consideration for the environment. But it was just overdone, over-regulation of the environment. Like, you can't breathe on this grass because this grasshopper might get upset at you. It's just absolutely freaking ridiculous. So, gasoline, I predict, will go down to $1 a gallon. Then everybody will love Trump. Because they'll say, you know, so... It's something, it's that petty. It's that petty. If you look at the history of the world, between women and money, I mean, King Herod was ready to give up his half of his kingdom because of the dance of Herodias. Between women and money, everything's manipulated. This is inspired by spiritual beings above our heads, of course. But women and money, you need look no further. You need look no further. So, yeah, gas, $1 a gallon, people are going to love Trump. Because people have told me, well, Martin, everybody has to love the man of lawlessness. You're suggesting to us that Trump is the man of lawlessness. But we see that people hate Trump, so I thought you said the man of lawlessness was going to be universally liked. I never said he would be universally liked. He would be definitely supported by the majority of people. And I said, Martin, I don't see that happening. It's because it hasn't happened yet. But when things happen toward in this era, they're going to be happening swiftly. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing swift things happening. So it's that petty. People are that petty. They vote for politicians. It's like, what can you do for me, buddy? What can you do for me? Right? Can you put a chicken in my pot? Can you put a car in my garage? Like, they're not very altruistic. They have no really higher aspirations. People don't generally care about if a government becomes totalitarian or if a government becomes oppressive, kind of the same thing. They just care about that gasoline price. That's all people care about, buddy. You give them a dollar gas, they love you forever. They'll love you forever. So that's what I see happening. All right, so this was a political talk. I was asked to comment on the peace plan put forward. I think this is it. I don't think it necessarily has to say it's for 7 years. Apparently, there's a four-year window. The Palestinians have 4 years to, like, log on to this thing. And I think it will happen next year. I think it will happen next spring. I don't think it will happen right away. That's me. Just because of the timing. Because I believe that the tribulation begins spring of 21. Again, could be wrong about that. Could be off by a year or two. I don't think it is. But I'm always careful to say I'm not a date setter. I've been accused of being a date setter. Name me one time I have set a date. Never have. But it's times and seasons. Yeah, times and seasons. Jesus said, no man knows the day or the hour. He didn't say nobody can know the month or the year. Now, did he?